This is Lamed Namar for Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel, Amar Aleph, Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel, Amar Aleph. So today we're going to discuss the sugya of the Isser of Nekama. Lesikaim, that there's an Isser to take revenge. The Gemara is clear that when is this Isser? Hahu b'mamin hu d'chsev, that if someone damages you monetarily, you're not allowed to take revenge and damage him monetarily. Now let's say someone personally insults you. Are you allowed to take revenge? So our Gemara seems to be mashma. Yes, there's no Isser. There's no Isser to take revenge when it comes to personal insults. This is the Psak in Rabbi Yoina, Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Islam Ches, that let's say someone is mitzar you, divrei gaiva, or embarrasses you, or says something bad about you. Zok to Rabbi Yoina, you're allowed to hold a grudge against him. And there's also the Psak in the Smag, Lavin, Yubez, there's a sheet of many Rishanim based on our Gemara, that when it comes to Tsar Haguf, you're able to take revenge. That is the psak, it seems to be, in most of the Rishonim. However, if you look at the Chinuch in Mitzvah Resh Mem Aleph, he says that the Inyan of Nekima is for a Jew. If a Jew is Mitzaryu, Tzir Haguf, anything. It's Mashan Loshan of the Chinuch, that when it comes to Tzar Haguf, there is still an Isser of Leisikai. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim is found Bermayim Chaim, Psicha, Lavin, Ches, Tes. He asks from Arasugi. Arasugi is mashma dafka b'mamayin. There's an Isser Nekima. There's an Isser Netira. However, Tzar Haguf, it's mashma ragumar, there is no Isser. So Zog to Chavetz Chaim, that maybe the way that he learns our Gemara is our Gemara asks Akasha, that we see there's a Maila, Nelavin, Ve'en, and Malivin, people that get embarrassed and don't respond. And the Gemara's Matar, it's a chil between Tam Chacha and Am Aretz. So he says maybe the Chinuch learns that Dafka Talmud Chacham by Tzar Haguf, he's able to have, there's no Isser Nekima or Netira. However, Am Aretz, Tzar Haguf, Aser to be the taking a comma. So what's the Psak? So it's Mashman Chavetz Chaim, that since it's a Shail of an Isser Daraisa, therefore we're Machmer. By Tzar Haguf, even though there's many Rishayim that say there is no Isser Nekima, there's no Isser Netira when someone embarrasses you. However, since there is the Shita of the Chinuch, and maybe might be the Shita of the Rambam as well, therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says, for Nisr D'Raisa, we should be Chayshish. So also very, very quickly, again, our Gemara's Mashma, the Dafka, by Mamayin, if someone's Mitzar by Mamayin, there's an Isser, Nekima, Netira. However, Tzar Guf, there is no Isser, there's the Psakar Ben Yena, and the Smag, in a Chanami, by Tzar Guf, if someone embarrasses you, there is no Isser, Nekama, there's no Isser, Netira. However, the sheet of the Chinuch is that it seems to include even Tzar Haguf. There is an Isser. The Chafetz Chaim asks from our Sugya. Chafetz Chaim says maybe according to these Rishonim they learn there's a chelk in Tina Talmud Chacham and Am Aretz. Talmud Chacham by Tzar Haguf has no Isser. Am Aretz does have an Isser. And again, what's the psak of the Chafetz Chaim? That since it's a shail of Isser Daraisa, Safek Daraisa, so we have to be machmer. Very possible. What's the chelk in Talmud Chacham and Am Aretz? That maybe Talmud Chacham has the ability to not be biased, and he can understand that in this situation when it's mutter, when it's aser, and he's not going to get completely clouded. Everyone have an amazing day.